I buy, but I never sell. You know, the few that I've sold over the years, I always regret. And, I mean, there's a couple that I sold that I'm like, you know, shrug, I don't really care one way or the other. But I just got used to just like, you know, if I buy something, chances are it's going to be with me forever. Leads to a storage, you know, issue, but as long as you can keep on top of that. Yeah, I got on that, I call it the guns of my forefathers kick. And it all started when I stumbled into that London Small Arms SMLE that I briefly told you about today. I stumbled across that in an estate sale. A guy wanted me to help sell his father's guns. He knew nothing about them. And I was really, really active on Michigan Gunners at the time. And I listed them all. You know, I researched each one, found out a reasonable price for them, and sold them all for him. The guy had like 77 or 70-some-odd guns. And I sold the bulk of them to him. And there was, oh, God, there was a dozen I was interested in. But, you know, I didn't have the money for all of them. So I just picked a couple that, you know, I really wanted. And that particular one was one of his dad's. And, you know, God knows how he came into it. You know, he was just a collector over many, many years. Hold on a sec here. But, you know, I knew my grandfather. He was, you know, he served with the Royal Engineers in the Somme and, you know, and all over World War One. And he signed up right at the end of 1914 you know, that have very likely been, that was one of the really high-quality guns that were made early in the war. You know, they started pumping them out much faster when BSA and other manufacturers were making them and just trying to get quantities. But in the early years, the LSAs were the really good ones. And that likely had been what he'd have been handed. You know, not that one. I mean, I guess by some crazy, you know, odds of, you know, fate, it could be, but it would have been one very much like that. It would have been an LSA, probably 1914, and I said, you know, that this is probably, if not, you know, almost identical to the one my grandfather would have carried. And I got on this kick, and then I got the one my dad would have carried in World War II, you know, and then I, you know, and I got the, you know, and that's where I started. That's why I got the Grand, the O383, the SMLE, and I've been looking for a Krag to kind of, you know, I got two more to get, a Krag and then an 1860s musket, Enfield, and I'll have completed the guns of my forefathers' goal.